I saw an amazing ha'ara, phenomenal thought, which I'd like to share. We spoke last week about the korbanot, the sacrifice of the mosif, and we emphasized that's really the main part of the prayer, and we have to pay special attention to that Shabbos morning. But let's look at the beginning, the hakdama, the introduction, how we get to those korbanot. So we say like this, I'm going to read a little in English. You establish the Shabbos, you found favor in its offerings, that's the korbanot, instructing regarding its commentaries, along with the order of its showbread. Those who delight in it will inherit honor. Those who savor it will merit life, and also those who love the speech that befits it have chosen greatness. Okay, so, but I specifically today want to show you a little bit the Hebrew, and we'll notice something very, very interesting and unusual, which never appears in any Shmoneh Esrei, not in Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, not on the Yom Neroim, certainly not during the week. Let's follow these words. Tikanta Shabbos Ratzisa Korbanoseha Tzivisa Perusheha. What pattern is happening at the beginning of each of those letters? You notice? Tikanta. That's a what? What does that start with? Tough, right? Tough. Shabbos starts with a Shin Ratzita Resh Korbanoteha Kuf. That's called Tashrak. And it continues like that. It's really, what's that? That's the Aleph Beis backwards. Tikanta Shabbos, Ratzita Korbanecha, Tzivisa, Tzadik, Perusha, Pei, Im, Ayin, Sidurei. Trust me, you go look at the rest, and that's how it goes. So this is really notable. Why do we suddenly find here in Shmon Esrei the Tashrak? Why do we find the Aleph Bet, right, the ABCs of Judaism, of Hebrew, of Lashon HaKodesh, the real language, the essential language, the original language? But why also is it backwards already? So Rav Leib Mintzberg, we've been quoting a lot of the last few times, says something, this is a fascinating insight. He says, this format is not one which we usually use for Shmon Esrei. We do find it in our prayers very often, Aleph Bet, Ashrei, etc. But we don't. Why? Because this form represents a shira, like a song, and what he calls melitzi, which I think is a lightly translated as poetry, or Gil? Melitzi. Shirva melitzi. What?
Figurative
singing language. Melitzi. It's like a song. Can you hear that? Like you sing an Aleph Beis, right? So why do we never find this in Shmon Esrei? Well, you always have to know what you're doing. And Shmon Esrei is a time of Yiras Kavod. It's a time of Hachna. It's a time of submitting ourselves to Hashem. It's a time of Amida B'fnei HaMelech, standing in front of the king. In that time, it's not the time to sing, right? Even in the, you know, Shlomo Minyanim, I hope they're not singing during Shmon Esrei too much, right? We understand it's not the time to sing. So suddenly, but Musaf, we touch that part of Shir V'Melitza. We touch the singing. Because really, Shabbos itself is really a time to sing. Shabbos is Yom Shel Shira. And specifically Musaf, which we'll explain more in a moment, is the time which we touch that point a little bit. But as much as it's not the normal order, that's why we sing in the backwards order. Because we keep this idea a little bit hidden, right? We didn't do Aleph Beis, we do Dafka Tashrak, Tav Shin Resh Kuf. Because yes, we're singing, but you know that this is not the normal way to do it, right? Because it's still the Shmon Esrei, but we have this aspect of Shabbos. Now, why specifically is the time we touch this in Musaf? Musaf, more than any other tefillah, is the time we talk about the ideas of kavod v'onig, honor and joy and pleasure in Shabbos. Mangeha la'olam kavod yincholo. There we say, talk of those who delight in it will acquire an inherent honor. To'ameh, those who touch it, those who taste it, chaim zachu, touch life. Now the musaf, the korbanos, this is all obviously kavayachos, so to speak, but it's clear in the psukim, in the verse of the Torah, korbanot represent Hashem's food, so to speak, right? It's korbani lachmi lishai, his lechem. Usually it's his lechem, right? His food, so kaviyachol, of course. I don't really understand what this means, but the musaf represents an extra, right? His added, his treats, so to speak, right? He has his daily korban, the tamid, which we always bring, but the musaf represents what? The treat. His extra, an extra to the kaviyachol for Hashem, his covenant and his owning. So now Musaf is the time when we're most touching the idea of Onik Shabbos, of enjoyment and pleasure. Therefore, we also take on this unique form. And again, Rabosa, we see once again and again, something we keep emphasizing, the idea that all the token of Shabbos, everything about Shabbos, and specifically the Musaf, is so special and so unique. And therefore, we have to keep putting so much power, so much of ourselves into every day of Shabbos. Have a great day.